you know, of course, the other team, you know, great competitors. But, you know, we've been working real hard this offseason, you know, trying to connect and, you know, get a chemistry down with all the quarterbacks and, you know, just try to make a play when your number's called.
You've played football at a real high level, at the collegiate level, a couple of unbelievable institutions in collegiate football. You know what it's like to compete at the highest level. Mm-hmm. To play like you did in your first NFL experience, no surprise.
Yeah, you know, but it just comes with work, you know. You know, as long as you continue to put the work in and stay ready, you know, you don't have to get ready. So pretty much any moment I was placed in tonight, I was prepared for and, you know, ready to attack full throttle. So, you know, the fact that it's able to happen and, you know, come to life, it's amazing. So just gonna keep on working.
What did Coach Walters have to say to you? I mean, I saw him on the sideline, you know, I saw you guys chatting up a little bit. What did he have to say about you making the big plays you made?
Who?
Coach Walters.
Yeah, you know, he was good, you know, just congratulating me, but, you know, it's a lot of more work to do, so, you know, you can celebrate, you know, good job, good catch, and, but keep on moving, though, because I wanted to make a lot more plays, and I still want to make a lot more plays than I am, so I'm going to just keep on working, and, you know, see where it takes me.
How many reps have you gotten with Logan Woodside? I mean, have you guys established a rapport? You guys seem
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've definitely established a, you know, relationship and, you know, chemistry, as I have, you know, tried with all the quarterbacks. So, you know, I've been in, you know, live snaps with them all. So I'm pretty much familiar with all of them, you know, talk with all of them. It's not pretty much a quarterback that I'm not really talk to, have a sort of chemistry with. But, you know, like I said, as long as you keep working and keep building with them, then, you know, that's just for the best, especially at this level. It's all about the details.
T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, I'm sure they've had a lot of advice for you as well. What have those guys been like as teammates?
You know, amazing, great, you know, learning from those guys daily, you know, the knowledge that they have for the game of football and, you know, and how they help me throughout practice, you know, whenever they see me do something wrong and, you know, they correct me or, you know, I'm just watching them, you know, watching his reps and, you know, just talking with Jamar before or after practice or during practice. But other than that, you know, I like watching T during practice and, you know, see how he has thoughts about things and see why he does this and that. So it's amazing, though.
Appreciate it very much. Congratulations on a big effort. I mean, three catches for 82 yards to start off your career. First preseason game for the Cincinnati Bengals. Pretty great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Can you take us through your touchdown reception and kind of what you saw on that play?
I pretty much just saw man coverage. And, you know, it's a standard here, you know, to make big plays, you know, especially when your number's called. And, you know, I got two great leaders, you know, that's set that standard for us. And other receivers and vets around me. So, you know, it's a lot of pride, especially when I see something like that.
How valuable was it for you to go out tonight and put that kind of play, and also you had the other long, you know, reception too. You had a number of yardage. How valuable was it for you to go and put that kind of stuff on tape?
Amazing. Great. It's a blessing, you know. Just got to keep on working and knowing that if you just keep on working and keep on working, you know, when the time is ready or when the time is there, you know, you don't have to get ready. You know, that's why you just stay ready.
DB got called for a penalty for illegal contact. Did you have to fight through that, or were you even aware that they threw a flag?
I was, but I don't know. You know, I played SEC ball for, you know, the past 4 years. So physical contact and stuff like that is, it goes uncalled all the time. So I wasn't really looking for it, even if, you know, it is a holding. If it's not like a complete flagrant, like some craziness hold, then, like, I'm not looking for it or going like this, like. Like, you know, I'm used to just, you know, being held and then not even being called, or being held and the ball comes and it's not because of the hold, don't get it. And now it's like, oh, damn, like, it's a hold, but it's like, you know, eventually it's just like, all right, just act like it's just nothing and just play through it.
Were you anxious through those first three quarters when you weren't able to kind of get in there and do your thing yet? What was it like kind of sitting and waiting your turn?
You know, it's overall, you know, from the first game, it was definitely an experience. You know, I was happy to see all my guys make plays in there. I was happy to continue to see them make plays and just see the team overall just compete and watch them in live action for the first time. You know, a lot of guys here I've been watching since before I got here for a long time. So it was dope to even see them walk out the same locker room as those guys. And, you know, I just stayed patient. And, you know, I knew time was going to come sooner or later and, you know, just had to be ready for it.